Good evening, everybody. This is Bill Crozier convening the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting for Tuesday, June 7th, 2011. It's 7:41 p.m. Central Time, 8:41 Eastern. And would somebody like to be secretary? And if not, I mean, I can call the roll for now, but if somebody else would like to jump in, that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will do that. Let's see. And then we can call roll. And then we can secretary. Okay. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Let's see. This is Bill Crozier. I'm here. Arlene Engelhart.
Present.
Laverne Williams.
Present.
Lydia Berzon.
Here.
Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Okay.
Present.
Thank you. Wait, I'm looking at the wrong list here again. Hold on a second. excuse me. Carolyn Burton? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Teresa Allen? I know she's asked for an excused absence because there's a local development meeting here tonight. Let's see, I got Lydia. Kimmery Orndorff? Can't hear you, Kimmery. Summer Reese?
Present.
Okay, so I believe we have quorum. I hope everybody got the automatic agenda notification. I made one error in it. There was something duplicated. I also sent a draft out to all of you last night. I had number 8 on the agenda, which is develop proposed bylaws amendments, really duplicates 6.5, except there's an additional possible bylaws amendment that we've talked about before. So we can eliminate number 8, but of the agenda. And I don't know if we want to just concentrate on the in-person meetings and alternatives. If we just want to talk about that tonight or do that first, that's fine if you want to do that. Otherwise, I just sort of listed all the carryover stuff from the last month. So any changes to the agenda anybody wants to make? Can't hear any changes.
This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. Okay.
Hi. I can't tell when I'm muted. I'm driving.
Okay.
So
Did you want any changes to the agenda?
Well, yeah, it's about the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. What I would recommend is, however, we can prioritize both the issue in terms of the meeting and. I mean, that could include, you know, the Tracy's information and that whole discussion, obviously. But also then working on the agenda for Thursday.
Okay.
And, you know, if we can get those two things done, that will be significant, I think.
Okay. Well, do you want to move those two up?
That would be my recommendation.
Can I be heard?
Who's that, Summer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Summer.
To be honest, the agenda's been hashed out repeatedly over the last 5-6 days, so I don't think there's a whole lot to work on the agenda for Thursday. I've gotten all the motions that had been left out put into the agenda. It needs to be reposted again. The secretary sent me the draft agenda yesterday, so I can send that back out to everybody, but I think it's it's gone through several workovers since last week, so... hopefully to
right,
and
I don't,
over
I don't think I even put that on the agenda for tonight.
Yeah, but. I don't. I mean, personally, I don't think it's really necessary. I've gone through a lot of stuff getting the agenda, but it included everything that was left out previously. So it just needs to be posted this evening.
Okay. Well, I suggest we just do consider these separately. Lydia suggested we concentrate on or just move up item 7 on the agenda, which was on my draft agenda, which was the in-person PNB meetings and alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
We can move that up to right after. Approval of meeting minutes?
Yeah, I would support that.
Okay, any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, then we'll do that. I'm not sure we have meeting minutes, but I couldn't find them. But okay, and then separately, do you want to talk about the agenda for Thursday's PNB meeting tonight? Are you there, Lydia? You may be muted.
Hi. Yeah, I think it'll just be, it'll grow out of our conversation probably.
Okay. So we don't need a separate agenda item.
So
I don't
have to get into it. But in terms of the minutes, as of Saturday, and I didn't check Monday and Tuesday, I couldn't get the audio, wasn't posted yet on KPFTX. And when I volunteered to do the minutes, I said I'd have to do it off of audio since I have a drive home and wouldn't be able to take handwritten minutes.
Okay.
So I'm waiting. As soon as they post them, I'll be able to do them on the weekend.
Okay, well, we can check on that after the meeting, I guess. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so no other changes to the agenda, anybody? Or are there any? Hearing none, then I guess we'll approve the agenda as amended with moving up item 7. Okay, we need a temporary secretary just for tonight. Who would like to do that? Who wouldn't hate to do it too much?
Who hasn't done it yet?
Well, let's see. I did it the first time, and I believe Summer did it. Lydia did it last month, or was going to do it last month. I forget who else.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bill. I would, but I'm not staying for the whole meeting, so I can't this
okay.
night. Next time.
Yeah, you know, we don't have everybody here. Ania's in between places also.
And I'm going to be driving during the meeting, so I can't do it again this time. Sorry.
Okay. I'll do it if somebody can help me, because it's hard. Sometimes I don't always get all the notes written down when I'm chairing the meeting. But can you help me with that, Summer? Take notes
gladly.
Also, and I'll write
yeah,
up the draft
of course.
Minutes, and you can
yeah,
check me.
Of,
okay.
Of course, and I can just send them to you. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So there are no objections to me being secretary for tonight? Okay, no objections. Thank you. All right. And May 17th minutes, we'll get to the next meeting, assuming we can get the audio up for Lydia. So the next time on the agenda is number 7 on the draft agenda, which was in-person PNB meetings and alternatives, which might include an all-day teleconferences with audio conference set up at each station, and also date or dates for in-person meetings, since we don't have any set right now, since the earlier motion was rescinded at the last PNB meeting, the one that established a September date for the next in-person meeting. So, did everybody get a chance to look at the information I forwarded from John, like on Sunday night? He and I talked some, and he had sent some information about possible video conferencing and audio conferencing setups, what it would require. And as you can see, it's not trivial to do either one, but let me just mention, I guess some of my objectives are if we try to get more of the things done that we don't seem to have time to do in our 3 or 4 hour teleconference meetings that we're having now. I know they're tiring to everybody, and we have problems with noise, and everybody gets sleepy, especially East Coast people, because they go run late. And so this sort of follows up from the motion that we did approve, I believe, last month or the month before, which was to have a Saturday meeting. I think Teresa made the motion for at least a four-hour meeting and maybe more in June, I believe. Maybe it was May, and it's too late for that now. But after talking to John, considering the setup time, which would probably be several hours at each station if we do this, I'm thinking it might just be better to have an all-day meeting, say on a Saturday, possibly every month or two, but we could decide that after we do the first one. But it does require some people to do it, to set it up, somebody to operate the equipment, which might be one of us at each station, and some equipment. I think most of the equipment we'd probably have at each station, but probably not everything. So that's a possibility. And there's still some other possibilities, too, but this would be the suggestion I'm making is that we consider an audio conference where everybody goes to each station. And that would eliminate the problem of having to hold the phone up to your ear the whole time and fight all the noise if some people forget to mute or don't know how to mute.
Bill?
Yeah. Is that Arlene?
It's Arlene. General Miller called me today, and he wondered if we wouldn't like him to chime in if we're going to talk about this kind of issue. He said he had some additional things he thought he could contribute.
Yeah, that'd be great. Are you there, John?
I'll quickly call him and ask him to tune in.
Okay, thanks. I assume there's no objections to that. But he has looked into this. Anybody else want to talk about this while we're waiting for him?
Sure.
Can you hear me?
This is John.
Oh, yeah. Hi, John. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I was listening. I'll just
okay,
until you need me.
Well, Summer's okay if we let John...
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead. Okay.
No,
hey, go ahead, John. Tell us what you think.
Let me find my notes. Well, I just
can't hear him at all.
Oh, he's looking for his notes, I think.
You can't hear me?
Oh, yeah, now we can.
Now I can. Thank you.
Okay. Basically, we can't move forward with the meeting unless we identify some things that we're going to need for the meeting. Like, we need a person from each signal area that's going to be the coordinating PNB director. We need to identify the location and make sure that they actually have an analog, not a digital phone line. We can't do this. We need a technical person, at least one technical person, and a three-hour setup time. Here's where the problem is. The problem is that if one of the stations isn't able to connect, you guys are going to be waiting there and waiting there and waiting there until they can connect. All five stations have to connect, or you're not going to be able to hold a legal meeting. We're gonna have to identify what equipment the stations have and can lend us. And the issue is that Otis and I will have to stream, so I will not be able to be at the New York location. And Otis needs to be there so he can bring the people in for public comment. So he will not be at the Houston area. So. It's difficult. We've been doing this now for 10 years. Basically, I think there was one PNB meeting in the last 10 years that neither Otis or I was involved in. All the other in-person meetings, all the stream meetings we have done for you for the last 10 years, it's a huge amount of work. To add this and say, okay, we want to do one of these and we're going to just take another one of your days once a month. It's going to be difficult for us. And I think it's really going to be difficult to pull off, knowing what is involved to set up one of these meetings. Anybody have any questions at this time?
Yeah, I think, well, Summer was on the stack. Did you want to go ahead, Summer?
Sure. Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Well, I guess, John, the real question is, and you know, I know Campbell was trying to do this at the last meeting, we do need to say something, probably on the record, that because of our financial exigencies, we are not holding the required number of meetings, you know, that the bylaws require, because essentially we're in breach right now. And, you know, the bylaws don't account for doing teleconferences or video conferences instead of in-person meetings either, but I think everyone is trying to grope towards some solution that will allow for a longer meeting time and perhaps public comment participation in order to not be in such a large breach. So, you know, I don't think every month, I don't think I would support having an 8-hour meeting every month either, because, you know, people are usually left to fend for themselves for what they're doing for that day. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot of coordination just to get the bodies in the building. I guess what I'd like to know, John, in terms of the difficulty and everything, is it possible to fit one of these meetings in with the coordination necessary? Because it doesn't, you know, as much as I personally support having two more meetings for the rest of the year, because I think that is less of a breach of the bylaws, I do not see that we have the votes on the PNB to get that. It's, so far it's failed like, you know, 2-3 times. So, you know, the year is marching on towards having only one more meeting anyhow, and I would like us to find some accommodation that would allow for another type of meeting that's longer that allows for public comment. For the resources involved, the staff and everything, do you think it would be possible to do one of these meetings, like in July or something, that would be 8 hours long and that would allow the public to pass
it's,
in?
It's,
and in terms of cost, how much like cheaper than doing an in-person meeting would it be, and how feasible do you think it would be?
Okay.
And, or do you, you know?
Yeah, this is Tracy for the staff, whenever you get to
okay.
Yeah, anyway, what are the nightmare proportions, and is it possible to pull this off without it turning into...
It's possible to pull it off with enough preparation, but it's getting the staff or the people that are going to actually staff it that have the knowledge to be able to handle this. Because if not, if you have one, if you basically every person has to be heard,
right?
But it's not like a regular meeting where you're just hooked up to a mixer. What you're doing is you're doing a five-way bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means if one of the participants is actually hitting the call too loud or has some type of an echo or a feedback loop, everybody's affected.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It is possible to do it, but it's going to need... There's going to be a lot... Of, we need a lot of time to make sure that we have everything we need to do it. I figure it's probably we need about a month because we need to make sure we have... everything at each station, or we have to ship it around if we don't.
Gotcha. Is there a way to ascertain what we have in the way of resources at each station?
Well, once
sometime soon, and give us an idea.
I can talk to people at the different stations and see what we have.
Because July would miss being in the middle of fun drive for everyone. It would give us a couple. You know, if we did it towards the end of July, you'd have 6 weeks lead time.
Uh-huh.
And, maybe...
It's
know.
A possibility, but also we have to have the spaces. We need to know the spaces, because if we don't have an analog phone line, we're not going to be able to do this. You know,
okay.
Basically,
so it's
that's
really
how
assessing
we're
what our own resources are first would be the first
exactly.
step to ascertain.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I can go and I can call the ops directors from all the stations and, and... see what volunteers I can dig up to do this.
Do you mind being tasked with ascertaining that information so that at the next meeting we could know whether it's doable or not so that we can stop, discussing it if this is something that we just can't pull off in a reasonable...
Summer, let's kind of figure out what we want to do first before we have to go off and doing things. But
okay, well, no, I mean, I'm just thinking finding out what our capabilities are would be helpful because we keep discussing this kind of in the vacuum of what we'd like to see happen, and, it would be nice to know what we can do.
okay.
Thank you. I'm done.
Okay. Well, I wanted to be on the staff, Phil, at some point.
Yeah, Tracy, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, that was fast. I didn't realize. Okay. And I'm not staying too much longer, so I just wanted to throw this into the pile to... for whatever continuing conversation goes on. I do think that being in the breach of the bylaws is not wonderful. Given that it happened, I think we would be well served to try, if it is humanly possible, to have two more extended meetings, even if they're not in person this year, so that we have had four meetings during the duration of our term. And that may mean that we do one in November, December, but I think it's important that we try to at least pay as much lip service to the bylaws as humanly possible. I don't know if an individual web connection into a web conference for each one of us is possible. This is sort of like the cloud computing software. If that's the case, it would certainly be easier for people to deal with eight-hour meetings, even with four-hour breaks from their own homes. The advantage would be it sounds like a lot less work for John and Otis, which I think is important, and we also don't need to get station staff involved in terms of providing resources and space and probably some technical assistance, which I think is probably going to, at least on some level, piss people off. So basically the short version of it is even if we can't, I don't know if we can... audio stream or not simultaneously, we will have a recorded archive of the meeting, which could be gotten up rather quickly. And it may be possible for people to patch in on their own internet connections to watch or to listen. I don't know, but it seems like that might be possible with this kind of software. So, John, is there some reason why you're leaning towards the everybody comes to their station?
That
was my idea. I could answer that, too. But we'll go ahead, John.
Okay.
That was Teresa and Bill's idea. I actually think everybody could do it from home, and I actually discussed this with Arlene today, whether it would be possible for those people that just have regular telephones, whether Pacifica could possibly purchase some headsets to alleviate, so everybody would be on a headset rather than holding a phone, which, you know, would make... would make it easier for them.
Sure. I mean, that sounds like a reasonable kind of expense, not a crazy expense.
Right. It's probably
okay, well,
around...
I wanted to kind of, yeah. Well, I wanted to
kind
of throw that
too?
Out.
And could I partially answer that, too? If, the concern I had, one of the concerns was, I'm not sure a lot of us could take having an eight-hour meeting when even with noise from people that don't mute and things like that, when it's barely tolerable on a four-hour meeting or three-hour meeting. And I'm just afraid we're going to have even worse problems if the meeting goes longer, if we do it the way we're doing it now. And there may be the solutions. You know, maybe we could have John or Otis or somebody mute people if needed. If there's noise, just start muting people, you know, until we find out who the noise source is, and then, you know, ask them to disconnect and fix the problem or something. I don't know. It's possible, but...
I'm not an expert, but there may be ways to deal with that when you're not on just a conference call line, but you're actually on a webinar. My sense is that the administrator probably has the power to do that. So we might be able to structure it so that people can be, you know, bunked off remotely if they're unable to participate for a period of time.
Okay, should I mind using a webinar, using a computer rather than a phone for each person?
Well, I'm talking about using a webinar program that's set up for long remote meetings.
Okay.
With people at, you know, 15 different locations or whatever. And it also has a visual component so that if someone is unable to participate in the audio, they may be able to chat on their computer screen or participate in some other way. I don't know.
Okay.
Because it seems to me if it's just a four-hour meeting, that's our reg on the telephone. Those are our telephone meetings. I mean, that's what we always do. So if we're trying to do something different, it would have to be longer duration and have some added capability to that of just the conference call.
Okay.
Okay.
Others want to talk on this and comments from anybody else? Everybody asleep? I guess it'd be nice to know if you think it's a good idea to try it or not, or look into this more.
This is Summer.
Yeah, Summer.
Yeah, I mean, all the technical points are well taken. I like the idea of getting headsets if we're going to sit on an eight-hour meeting from home, and I think we need to have, like, a designated half-hour break in the middle so that we don't just lose people because they've got to, like, you know, go take a break. I think we need, but I guess that's why I was asking, John, we need to figure out what the technical capabilities and differences are between having everybody come into the station versus having them all do it from home. But I do think, since we're not able to get consensus to hold two more in-person meetings, that we do need to make some accommodation towards having some additional meeting time that allows for public comment as well. So I take Tracy's point well, that if we could do this twice, that would be good. But I guess I would like to get back some of that technical information from John in terms of the difficulty of doing it from the stations versus the feasibility of just doing it from home, you know, and try to have some of that concrete data for the next meeting so we can make a decision and put something into action, because I think it at least it shows a good faith effort on our part to adhere to the bylaws as well as we are able to under the financial circumstances and not simply ignore that. So that's kind of what I would move for, is to get some additional information here of a concrete nature, cost, difficulty for staff, and feasibility of doing it the two different ways, from home on the computer or from the station.
Okay. Anybody else that hasn't spoken yet?
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll just throw out my preference is to have in-person meetings. I think there's a lot of other value to them. But I'm wondering can we reduce the costs even more if we try harder? If the concern is mostly on costs, I think that was the main reason for reducing the in-person meetings. Frankly, even if we all had to buy our own meals, I don't know. I forget where all the money goes. You know, I guess it's mostly for the airfare and hotels, but when we have food supplied by the hotels, it's always expensive too. I don't know if the hotels may not let us bring in food, but I don't know. Thoughts, anybody, on that?
Summer on the deck.
Oh, and also, I'm not convinced that we couldn't pass this. Remember, we did rescind that motion the last meeting. So if we come up with a proposal that's well thought out, maybe we could get it passed.
This is Summer.
Even if it involves another in-person meeting. Yeah, go ahead, Summer.
I'm with you completely, Bill, on that. I mean, I much more support having the in-person meetings. I think it's what the bylaws intended. I think in large measure, when you're having financial difficulties, reducing oversight is not what you're supposed to do, actually. And, you know, I go back to, you know, D.C. isn't cheap in September. It's cheap in July and August when it's hot and humid and nobody wants to be there. So, like, I think a lot of these things can be negotiated down with hard negotiation in terms of what the hotel bills are. I think that, yes, food provided by hotels tends to be more expensive frequently on some levels even than giving people, you know, a stipend for the weekend, you know. And in terms of airline tickets, obviously, that whole thing of, you know, having them purchased far in advance. When we're in D.C., some people could come down maybe on a commuter bus from New York for next door to nothing. I mean, there are options, but I think that we'd have to, you know, get on with making a commitment to get this done. And, you know, I would support that more than any of these teleconference ideas because it's much more in adherence with what we're supposed to do. And if we could get through a lot of our work at those meetings and actually get things off of our agenda, get things accomplished, then that would be the ideal goal. Even there, we're eliminating one meeting for the year, and that, you know, that's not the end of the world, but it's really bad when you're eliminating two of them, I think. So if you want to revisit that, I would certainly be in favor of that. That's my first choice at all times. So, but I think that obviously one needs to go to the various cities when they're at their cheapest. So I would say that we'd go to D.C. in July or August, and July is already pretty much upon us, so perhaps August and then October for Los Angeles, and that would accommodate what needs to be done in terms of budget approvals and would put us in these places when they're cheaper. So that's my two cents.
Okay. Okay, we have LaVorne and then Tracy on the stack again. So LaVorne?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Just on your question about food, yeah, food is probably the lower cost item. And I recall that when we had the meeting in Houston, the person there at the hotel actually prepared meals. So, you know, the food is not the big item, but you can eliminate things like dessert, which at the NFCB that they had, which was at a four-star hotel in San Francisco. They served the food. The food was very good, but they didn't do dessert. So that eliminates some portion of your food cost. So just to say that, yeah, the major item, of course, is the cost of the hotel and the airfare.
Do you have suggestions on how to reduce those?
How to reduce airfare and hotel? As
right.
Well, like I said, you just shop around and negotiate. And as you said, and as we've said over time, is that you have to hit the cities where, like Washington in August would be time to meet there. So it's really seasonal. But still get in each, it's still important to get each city in. It's been some period over the five meetings.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Tracy?
I mean, you know, to everything that Summer is saying, I absolutely think in-person meetings are crucial. And I think it's also important that we position the foundation to get back on schedule next year and stop fighting about this. But I think we've gone far enough this year that it's fairly unlikely that we're going to get the consensus on more than one in-person meeting this year and still have time to actually have those meetings. And the issue of, you know, reducing expenses and planning ahead, and that's the last thing in the world that we're going to be able to do if we do two more in-person meetings this year. So I'm inclined to think that we need to pass a motion talking about the arrangements that we're making here as well to cover ourselves. I think maybe the best thing that we could do is find a workaround for this year with a commitment that we get back on schedule and do what our bylaws say, unless and until our bylaws change, next year. So that this is a one-time aberration and not an ongoing state of non-compliance, which I would be really concerned about if it went on for more than one particular year. But I think we're a little bit far gone at this point in time to get it together to have two in-person meetings. Since we're not going to have anything for Thursday, so that leaves us with, what, the end of June? Doing things at the last minute is not how to keep them cheap.
Right. Well, we'll probably take 6 to 8 weeks after we pick the date to have an in-person meeting, I presume, to get a suitable hotel and negotiate on rates and all that kind of thing.
That's a tight schedule. I mean, you might find that the better deals from the hotels come when you're more in advance and, you know.
Arlene?
It's tough.
Okay.
I mean, from my point of view, I would be worried about that.
Okay. Yeah, Arlene?
Yeah, I just was doing a quick search for booking, like, flights and hotel together. And I the only thing I've done right now is Houston to Washington in the middle of August, and was assuming two rooms for four adults, not necessarily the same four from the city, but if we, you know, worked it out, we could do that. And the cost just for those four would be $2,300. It's going to be more from across the country and less from New York. But that's what I came up with for best price on airfare for four people and four people staying in a hotel with two to a room.
Okay. Doesn't sound very cheap.
No.
Okay. Well, we don't even have a date established anymore now for September. Remember, so unless when we could go back with Lydia's proposal or do something, but we rescinded that motion. So right now we're at having no meeting scheduled. So we need to fix that. I'm still wondering if we could do one. Maybe September, maybe another one before the end of the year, but maybe December's not a good time, I don't know, or November, but...
Summer to the sack?
That would be after this fiscal year, but it'd be in the calendar year. But,
and Lydia.
Okay, well, let me let Lydia go first, Summer,
course,
since she hasn't spoken.
Of course, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind that I noticed the September motion again, except with D.C., as you recall, at our last PMB meeting.
Uh-huh.
When we ended up with no motions. No, I know. I'm just saying that that's what, just remind people that that's what my motion is going to be, is the same date, September 23rd, 24th, 25th in D.C. Not that it'll pass. I'm just saying. Bye. Okay. I'm muting.
Okay. And I'm sorry, who else? I didn't write in. Who else wanted
Summer.
To Summer. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
And Nia, okay.
Oh, you want to let Nia go first?
We'll go ahead. You go ahead, Nia, since you haven't spoken.
Thank you. On the last call when we were discussing this, I think Marcel mentioned having 4 days instead of three. We have one more meeting. So I didn't hear Lydia's proposal clearly, but how about if we were to add the day there? What were the dates that Lydia proposed again?
Lydia? Are you there, Lydia?
Maybe she's
was it September 20-something? What were the dates, Lydia?
I think she said September 20th.
Yeah, it's the third weekend in September, whatever those dates are.
So how about if we think about
hello, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, Lydia?
Okay.
Hold on a second, Nia, is that right,
no.
Lydia?
Yes, but the motion hasn't been made, and wasn't referred to this committee, so I think it's inappropriate. If Nia or Marcel want to bring that amendment when we have the meeting 2 days from now, of course they're welcome to, or the whole committee can vote on that separate amendment, however they want to do it.
Well, this is Tracy. I'd be willing to make a motion to support the one more in-person meeting being a bit longer. I think that is a good faith effort that we could make.
Yeah,
and comply with the bylaws and maybe have a 3.5 day meeting rather than a 2.5 day meeting.
Okay, well, let's let Leah finish, and then we have Summer on the stack.
And I believe Marcel, who was also one of the people that was advocating to have the meeting in D.C. because, as Arlene mentioned also, that several people had approached her about having it in D.C. But anyway, so that's why I changed my
argument.
But Marcel is planning to bring an amendment, but certainly anyone can do that.
Okay. Linnea?
Thanks.
It's hard to hear you, by the way.
Pardon?
It's hard to hear you.
I
can't really understand what you're saying.
Okay.
How is that better?
Yes.
Well, there was no that noise when it, when other folks were speaking, so I don't know. But in any case, the reason I mentioned it because I know that Marcel had mentioned it, and I know that Lydia's motion has not really hit the floor yet, but I don't think that that precludes us now from saying if we can't get 8 hours either by teleconference, unless being in the street of New York was too noisy that I couldn't hear, can we discuss what she had mentioned about having 4 days with only one more meeting for the year? I think that would sort of cut back on the discussion for Thursday. Sort of one more and make it 4 days instead of 3 days.
Okay.
This is Lydia. If I can get on the stack, I've already spoken.
Okay. We had actually Summer and then Tracy, and then I'll put you back on. So go ahead, Summer.
Hi. Yes. I'm not opposed to four-day meetings. In terms of cost effectiveness, D.C. is next in the lineup, but September is not the cheapest time to go there. So I have a feeling it'll be unavoidable to have some discussion on Thursday about this. So, that's... I don't think that's going to be avoidable, frankly.
So you say you are in favor of four-day meetings or not?
No, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, to me, it doesn't make it doesn't substitute for not having the requisite number of in-person meetings rotating between the stations, because that's what the bylaws, ask for. But it might be worthy to consider it if we are unable to if there isn't sufficient support to have two more meetings for the year. It might be worth considering having a four-day meeting. However, September is not the cheapest month to go to D.C., so we kind of lose that end of that, So I was hoping maybe we could have enough meetings by squeezing them in when it's the least expensive time to go to particular cities. But anyway, I'm not opposed to discussing a four-day meeting if that seems to be in order.
And could I get back on the stack after everyone else, Bill? Please?
I'm done.
Okay, yeah. So we have Tracy and then Lydia again and then Nia. So Tracy.
Okay. I might be throwing this out too early, so I'm just going to throw it out, and if it dies, that's fine. But I'm concerned, again, about the timing and to start planning what we're going to do. I think we are, way past the point. So I'm going to suggest a motion that goes like this, that we have a four-day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in-person meeting, last week of August, maybe? Or the third week of August, I don't have a calendar, whatever the last weekend is, if it doesn't include Labor Day, in D.C., which I think is a weekend that we...
Saturday's the 27th.
Okay. Well, that again. And that we look into strongly the possibility of doing an extended teleconference for two in the period September to December. With the intent, if at all possible, to have at least two additional extended meetings, maybe one in October and one in early December, to meet our bylaws obligations as best we can. I think we can leave that open to one or two as possible. I can tighten up the wording on that a bit, but that's the intent, and it sounds like that's starting to be the consensus of the four-day committee in terms of what's practical. And I would also add that we would, fully intend to get back to our bylaws mandated schedule starting with the next
Let me just repeat that. Iteration
of the PMG.
A little bit. So you're talking about the last weekend in August, which is, if it starts Friday, that would be the 26th through the 28th, plus an extra day at the beginning or end, a four-day meeting, and then another in-person meeting later. Did you say November?
No. No. Then at least just one extended tele or video conference.
Oh, yeah.
Details
okay.
to be figured out later in the period October to December.
Okay. All right.
With a motion okay. that we pass related to financial exigency and why we're doing that for this year only and never again.
Okay. Yeah, I might help to write that up, but let's see what everybody else has to say here, too.
Yeah, it's Lydia. Totally open for amendment that would just give us something to go into Thursday with.
Yeah.
The coordinating committee.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes, I would oppose both that and Nia's recommendation that any amendment be tied to if we can get the technical, whatever. The motions need to be, simple. Just simple. Everybody already knows my motion. I already did it before. But, I oppose August because I believe, as I have expressed before, that we need to get those budgets passed before the beginning of the next fiscal year. If as a board we can't even do that, then we're in deep trouble, and it's not going to be helped by additional meetings. We have to get these budgets fixed, and we have to work with our own local stations to make sure that these get in on time. I'm doing my best to try to move that forward here. So I still believe it should be in September. It's also not a great deal of lead time. We're already into June. It's a busy time for people, and a lot of our own membership go on vacation during this time. I don't, but a lot of people do. And it's going to be hard to pull things together in a timely fashion. So I will still be making my motion, and I will entertain Marcel's amendment. I mean, there's no
tip of the stack.
Anyway, that's just the body could vote on that. Separately, I don't think that this committee has to deal with that, but, you know, we can certainly vote on Tracy's. Motion.
Okay, we have Nia and then Tracy, and then I want to be on the stack too. So, Lydia? I mean, Nia? Sorry.
September in D.C., if my memory serves me correctly, in 2008, well, in terms of cost, that's what I'm speaking of my memory, we stayed at Trinity College, and it was one of the cheapest ones that we had. I guess somewhere in my archives I could dig up how much that cost. And that was towards the end of September, the third week or fourth week or whatever. So maybe we could do something like that in D.C. It's fine. It doesn't really matter to me where we have the meeting, to be perfectly candid with you. My only concern is that we only have one more because we can barely afford the one more. But to have two is just cost prohibitive. And to make it 4 days, I think that's a little better rather than having two.
Okay. Tracy?
Oh. It may be humanly possible to have an inexpensive meeting in D.C. in September or October, but it is sledding uphill, and it will be difficult to pull off. If we are going to go with September, October, then I think it would make sense to look at Los Angeles. That said, I am not concerned about the budget scenario. I fully believe that we can pass budgets on the phone if necessary, and that we will. I do not anticipate that the budgets will be especially late this year. My recommendation would be that we make these decisions based on economics, not on the budget timeline. As a group, we can make a commitment to get the budgets passed one way or the other. The issue here is cost, and if we are canceling meetings because of financial exigency, then I think we have an obligation to hold the in-person meeting at the absolutely cheapest time of year and not to push it into September, October, when it will be more expensive, inevitably.
Okay. I was going to say essentially what Tracy said, that I don't think we necessarily need to meet in person to pass the budgets. We a lot of the budgets we've passed since I've been involved with Pacifica, even before I was on the PNB, have been done at teleconference meetings. It's nice to have them there, but you know, I'm not sure it's that important. And I agree with her about doing it the least expensive time. I guess I'd like confirmation that really August is the cheapest time in Washington, D.C. I just don't know, but if it is, that sounds like a good time to do it. And if we met in late August, that's 2.5 months from now. It seems like that's plenty of time to make preparations.
This is Lydia.
Summer
to the stack, please.
Okay, I got Summer and then Lydia. Summer?
Sure. I got that off of the New York Times and Frommer's Travel as to cheapest months to travel to Washington, D.C. It said July and August. That's where I got it from, like, the leading travel website. So they could be wrong, but that's what they claim. They say it's hot and it's sweaty and that it's a cheaper time to go there. So
everybody's getting out of town.
Right. Okay. So I figure if we go there when other people are feeling miserable, we'll be fine.
Probably Houston, too. But
yeah, right. Well, any place where it's unpleasant in the summertime should be cheaper. So anyway, thank you.
Well, there was 105 here twice so far in the last few days.
Perfect. It's like Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. Lydia.
Yes. When I have checked airlines, number one, obviously August is the time of the year when most people go on vacation. The travel is more of a challenge in terms of the airline prices. When I checked hotels here in L.A., the more reasonable hotels do have a significant variable, so that they said September was significantly less expensive than it was June, July, or August. Now, some of the more expensive hotels, it doesn't make any difference here in L.A. They're all 200 and above. But on some of the more moderately priced hotels, for example, here in L.A., now what we need to do is to check the specific hotels that we might have in mind in D.C. to see if there is a difference. But we know for a fact that I think we know for a fact that airlines and other means of transportation are higher during vacation time, and August is definitely the time, the 1 month when everybody goes on vacation. That's just established fact. But
okay,
you know, this is a moot point. I'd say we need to move on to craft your motion. Let's take a vote. The other motion, like I said, will be voted on Thursday. So,
Summer to the stack.
Okay, Summer, and I'm hoping Lavarne and or Arlene will weigh in here sometime, too, about what they think about minimizing costs. So, okay, Summer.
Okay, so I just went ahead and went on Southwest Airlines to look at the end of August, doing a round-trip airfare ticket from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., leaving on Thursday, August 25th, and going through to coming back Monday, August 29th, and it's $169 there at $119 return. It drops down progressively through the month. Basically, the expensive tickets are $244, and the cheap ones are $169, and the really cheap ones are $119. I imagine it's going to be similar from other areas. Southwest is always the one I fly. So approximately $300 round trip towards the end of August.
What are you comparing, different dates, or what are you comparing?
I'm looking at an August calendar. It's more expensive earlier on in the month. It drops at the end of the month there. I haven't looked at September yet. I'll see if it looks cheaper. So I'll go ahead and do that while we're on the line. Okay, but basically it's a $300 round trip ticket booked, you know, in advance, obviously. So, and this is from L.A. to D.C. Obviously it's going to be cheaper for people coming from New York to D.C. and probably similar from places like Texas and Berkeley. So that's what we're looking at, you know. Airfare.
Okay, but you can check September.
I'm going
sure
to. I'll do that right
nice.
Now while we're on here. Yep. In fact, I'll just go ahead and
okay.
click. I'll buzz back in a minute. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, check right. both Berkeley and L.A.
And Summer, this is Tracy, just with a note. This is the part where I have to leave and turn into a pumpkin, but I would like, if possible, for that committee, for that motion that I presented to be voted on.
Okay.
So can I leave the motion with someone as a sponsor and then take off?
And your motion is to meet in D.C. late August and to schedule at least one, maybe two extended teleconferences between October and December. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. You can leave it with me.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy.
This is Leah Bell.
Okay, Nia.
I would like to divide that, but because I do support the one more for 4 days, but the teleconference, based on what John was saying, sounds a little real to there. So can I make a motion to divide that?
Sure. Any objections to dividing that? So we can consider those two parts separately?
Oh, you mean the end of August versus the teleconferences?
Well, the first part would be when to have the next in-person meeting, and then the second part, which we could consider separately, is about having one or two teleconferences later. So instead of having all one motion, we make it two motions.
I don't have an objection.
Okay.
And if
okay,
I
so
may...
no objection. Okay. Well, let me go back to Nia. So was there anything else so we can... I didn't hear any objections to dividing that.
I second it, Kimmery.
Oh, hi, Kimmery.
Hello.
Okay. Was there any objections to dividing that then? Okay. Did you want to weigh in on this, Kimmery? We haven't heard from you yet. Did you? I don't know when you joined us, but or if you caught the gist of the conversation.
Come back to me.
Okay.
I'm hearing several different things, and
we're discussing when to have in-person meetings and or extended, like longer teleconference meetings.
Yeah, come back around. I should have.
Okay.
I mean, I've been on for a while, but I've just.
Okay. Arlene or LaVorne, did you want to say anything about how you were both concerned about costs previously?
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Arlene.
What I am noticing, I'm also looking on Southwest, is that if we made it a four-day meeting and come back on Monday, we can get a lot cheaper flights on Monday than we do on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that. I've a couple of the PNB meetings I've gone to, I have stayed over an extra day, come back Monday, late Monday, actually any time on Monday, and this is even on Southwest. Sometimes you can stay over for $100. Just by staying an extra day.
I'm getting 84 going out on Thursday and 111 coming back on Monday.
Right. Well, if we had a four-day meeting, maybe we should do it Friday through Monday instead of Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah, and using the Baltimore airport, which I find most of the time is a lot cheaper than Dulles, and it's actually even easier to get to than Dulles.
Okay.
To and from. In D.C., that's another thing to consider.
Okay.
This is Summer.
Yeah. Good Summer.
Yeah, I mean, that's just so everybody knows, that's always the case. It's always more expensive to fly back on Sunday. No matter where you're flying, no matter what time of year, it's always cheaper to come back on Monday because they're accommodating business travelers who have to be back on Monday morning, and so they charge you more to leave on the weekend. So it's a matter of negotiating the hotel to have a, not get charged too much for staying over the extra night. And if we were doing an extra day's worth of business and actually left Monday evening instead of Monday day, we could use all of Monday. So,
and my experience has been that Sunday night in hotels is usually the cheapest because they aren't,
of course,
they don't have either their weekend people staying for Sunday night or their business travelers checking in.
Right. It's the same just like the flights. If you stay Sunday, most people are actually leaving on Sunday, which is why you get charged more for airlines and less for hotels. So from that perspective, it is the cheaper way to go. Of course, that means that our members have to deal with getting the day off from work on Monday, you know, which means some people might have to take a vacation day or something. So in theory, it may cost, you know, members money to be there on Monday. But in terms of the cost of the foundation, yes, Sunday night should be the cheapest night at a hotel, and Monday should be a cheaper flight back. It's incrementally higher to go in September if you look at your cheapest return dates in August. And by incrementally, I mean the difference of $50. So it's like $169 for the return as well instead of $119. So it's not...
What are you comparing there again?
August versus September flight dates between Los Angeles and D.C. I haven't looked at the other cities yet. I'm just saying, like, if you look at a calendar of cheap tickets from Southwest for August, you can see days where you can fly out for $169 and fly back for $119. If you go to September, you can fly out for $169 and fly back for $169. So that's all. But, you know, I mean, you'd have to stay till Tuesday to get the $119 rate, which is counterintuitive on your hotels. So I'm just saying it's not make or break. It still puts you in, like, the $340 round-trip ticket, you know, price range. So
I have a point of information, Bill. Sorry,
okay.
Sorry,
yeah.
Summer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay, Nia. I'm just giving information here.
Yeah. Is there a way to look between Summer and Arlene, please, to see what it is for Thursday night flying in and flying out Monday night?
That's what I was looking at. It was 184 was the cheapest to fly in from San Francisco. And okay. 111 was the cheapest to fly back on Monday.
And that's very similar to the Los Angeles, which is 169 out, 119 back. So we're talking a difference of like $5 to $10. So
that's what I found also.
Okay.
The Berkeley meeting, and the New York meeting, it was cheaper. I know it was cheaper for me, a lot cheaper to fly back on Monday than on Sunday. And I also checked at the Houston meeting. I wasn't traveling, but for, I was, you know, other people, I checked on all the airports, and they were all less to fly back on Monday than Sunday.
And
so we might actually have a 4-day meeting might actually cost us less than, well, maybe not with food, but might be less than a 3-day meeting. But
or it might cost us exactly the same, and we get one extra meeting day out of it if members can accommodate their own schedules to be able to do that, because I think we'd be paying for the hotel night and the food, but the travel would be cheaper, and we'd get an extra meeting day out of it if we had people willing to fly back in the evening, you know.
Okay.
So we would actually
Does that answer your question,
Friday,
Nina?
Yes. So we would actually meet Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and half a day Monday and fly out Monday. And that would be the 3-something. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and if one flies from Oakland, one can even come in on Thursday for $111 to D.C. if you're willing to come in at midnight or at a little after.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, other people want to comment.
But September costs more? I just like to hear the comparison for
I'm just looking at September now.
It's incrementally more. It's like $50 more for the return trip on most of the dates. Okay, so it's a little bit higher. It'd probably cost overall as a group $1,000 to $1,200 more. So it's really the hotel rates. So the hotel's actually cheaper in August versus September because of the weather. So I'm looking up some stuff right now. You guys keep talking.
Actually, I just looked up the cheapest month in for hotels in D.C. is January.
The snow.
So, who else wants to talk about all this? Lavorne, you watch the money probably closer than anybody else.
Well, you know, it's can you hear me? Well, you know, it's like Arlene is looking at dates. It depends on you know, you can't go on the past. You have to look at what is available now. So if we look at it now, look what the costs are, and then we can determine what's the best thing to do. Because flights change all the time.
Okay.
So if we want to do an estimate, you know, get a couple of dates, we can look at it, see what the estimate is, and get back.
For flights, I've just done some, and I'm trying the low fare calculator because that gives us an idea for the whole month of September. But
well, let me ask Lavorne too. You know, if we had a meeting in late August or maybe September. And then another one before the end of the calendar year. I mean, would that help? I mean, it'll obviously let us get more things done, and it would shift the cost of the next meeting into the next fiscal year.
Well, when you say when you say the end of the calendar year, that's like December, November, December.
Well, November or December. If we had one, say, in August, late August, as Tracy was proposing. Then or even in September, and then had another one in November or early December.
Well,
is that possible, or is that going to cost too much?
Are usually
and what about January 2012? That's too close.
The holidays in November and December usually make the flights go up. But you know, August September sounds ideal in terms of. But then you have to decide where you would have the meeting. So August in D.C. Would actually work, and you were saying in terms of approving the budget, you know, if we have the budgets at a point that they could be presented, and then we can have a conference call and questions after the meeting to really approve the budgets in, you know, mid-September at the latest, which would actually work for us. And then when you look at another meeting for through the end of the calendar year would really be difficult, not only because of the holidays, but then you're doing a fund drive in October, and then we're all planning to do the December drives because they were really successful. So that will kind of like shoot in terms of times of staff and national office staff in terms of planning for fund drives and closing the calendar year.
Okay, but I was thinking, but more specifically, obviously we wouldn't want to have one over holiday weekends, but if we have one, say, early November, that's 3 months from August, so.
In early December, we're talking about probably an average of $100 or more round trip per person extra compared with August or September.
Oh, really? Okay.
No.
That's early December. I thought maybe we'd be getting away from the holidays there, but...
Well, that's what I was wondering. Mia, do you disagree, or does that you're just groaning?
I'm just groaning about the extra $100. I am for.
Well, I'll groan with you, but
yeah, I'm for going when it's the cheapest and most beneficial. And I don't think that doing budgets. I do not want to spend 5 hours and go until 12 to 1:40 in the morning, pushing through budgets that people are, half of us are off the phone. We need to do it when we're wide awake and lucid. So I don't doing them on the phone, I disagree with that. I actually like September. I like Lydia's idea of the September and then starting that Thursday, but you said it's $50 more. But the budgets aren't going to be ready in August.
Summer to the stack?
Okay. Summer, go ahead.
As much as I agree with Nia about not liking it, I mean... we, in fact, do end up approving many of the budgets on the phone. I don't personally have confidence that they're going to be done on time, but if they are, I will be the first person to be happy about that. So.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, well, I'm realistic. Anyway, I don't think that should be the decisive factor, frankly, because I don't think we can count on that usually. So I do think that travel in November and December does tend to be more expensive because it is you're getting charged holiday rates. Anywhere even near Thanksgiving is going to be really expensive. Anywhere near Christmas is going to be really expensive. So I don't know that that really would be advantageous for us.
Call the question.
Okay, well, we can't really do that in committee, but I think we're about to talk this out anyway.
Yes.
So,
anyway.
Okay, and I hope that whatever we came up with, and that we can provide some facts from like cost figures on from airline travel before the meeting to let people know one way or the other. So, okay, can we go ahead and vote on the motion from Tracy?
The first weekend in November is about like September.
Because it's not too close to the holidays, that would make sense. So if we did one in August, but that would be fairly close, doing one in August and then one in November. That
okay.
Early.
We don't necessarily have to decide that now.
That's true.
Okay.
What are we voting on, Bill?
Well, Tracy's motion, let me see. Did you have that, Summer? Or do you mean
basically, since we divided the question, was to have a meeting the last weekend in August.
Right, and on the dates on that, I mean, see, that
I think that's the 25th through the 29th if we went for a four-day motion, which is a separate issue, but, you know, or 25th through 28th, depending.
Yeah, Friday through Monday would be 26th through 29th.
There you go. Okay, I guess that's what
we have
to
travel on the 25th.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we ready to go ahead and vote on that? Let me write this down so I make sure I got it for the minutes. Tracy's motion. So right now we're just voting on the next in-person meeting date. That's August 26th through 29th. Okay.
Which means we fly on the 25th.
Beg your pardon?
Right.
Arlene?
Which means we fly on the 25th.
25th, which is Thursday, right, and then come back on
Monday.
Late on like Monday night, the 29th. Unless somebody wants to hang over till Tuesday. Okay. All right. Well, first, let me tell you, are there any objections to the motion?
Yes.
I'll do it, just we'll make sure. Okay, well, let me go ahead and call the roll on, let's see.
Who was that, Lydia? That was Lydia?
I think that was Lydia, but yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I object.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Help me make sure I wrote this down, Summer.
I'm trying.
Okay. Okay, I'll just write down the name. I'll call the names of the people according to I wrote them down when we got on the phone. Okay, Bill, I vote yes. Tracy, you're not here, right, Tracy?
No, she left.
Okay. Arlene?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia?
No.
Okay. Nia?
Yes.
Nia votes yes. Lavorne?
Yes.
Lavorne votes yes. Summer?
Yes.
Kimmery?
Yes.
Okay. Kimmery votes yes. Is there anybody else on the call? I don't believe anybody else is here. Okay, so I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes and 1 no.
That sounds right.
Okay. All right, now the second part of the motion.
So that passes. Okay.
Right, so that passes. The second part of the motion, which we divided, was to have, was it one or two teleconferences later in the year?
Yeah, it was 1 to 2 teleconferences scheduled between October and December, longer teleconferences accommodating extra meeting time.
Okay. Well, first, let me make sure. Is there any more discussion on that? I'll just like to say, I still think we should consider another in-person meeting, but I guess we could decide that later.
I agree with you completely, and on both points.
in which case, I would probably just vote against this whole thing now. That was my opinion, and then
okay.
We can leave it undecided. But if we want to go ahead and approve this now,
and to be clear, for the minutes on the previous motion, we were still in D.C. was the intent of that, so that's what I put down on my notes here. So. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Right, was that everybody's understanding for the next location?
But she hadn't changed that, so.
They're the next one, really, in sequence.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so go ahead. So now we're on the two additional teleconferences.
Okay. This is additional, like, all day, or
yeah.
I think she said longer?
All day, additional all day teleconferences, details to be, you know, settled upon, to be held between, 1 to 2 of them, held between October and December to try and make up for the lack of an additional in-person meeting.
Okay. So are we ready to go ahead and vote on that?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Bill, I'll vote no. Even though I like the spirit of it. Arlene?
I'm gonna abstain. Hang
on. Okay. Nia?
No, we haven't spoken in a while.
No.
Nia votes no. Lavorne?
I'll pass.
Okay. Summer?
I'm going to vote no also.
Kimmery?
No.
Okay. Lydia?
No.
Let's see. Lavorne?
I'll abstain also.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? I'm writing down and also calling people. Okay. So we get... 0 yes, 5 no, 2 abstain. So that failed.
Thank you.
But we can take it up later if you want to. Okay. So, I think we have a little bit of time left if you want. And we still have another coordinating committee meeting scheduled for the 18th. Excuse me, the 16th, which is a Thursday of next week. But if we want to discuss the other items on that draft agenda before our meeting this week, the PNB meeting, we could do that.
I have a question.
Yes, Summer?
Why are we scheduled for two coordinating committee meetings this month? How did that happen?
Well, this was sort of an extra one, mostly to work on a recommendation for an in-person meetings or alternatives.
Oh, thank you.
So
okay,
that was
I
the main
recall.
Purpose.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, thank you. Because
so we don't necessarily have to deal with the other things, but if you want to, I'll just hope
to
see if there's any updates. But
no, I move to adjourn. I think this was called as a special meeting to deal specifically with this date.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
I think we should just go ahead and move forward, and we'll, since we have another meeting scheduled so soon, we can take up additional stuff then.
Yeah.
And
this is Arlene.
Are there any objections? Yeah, Arlene? Mm-hmm.
I may have a problem attending the meeting next week, but you can go on without me.
Okay. Well, give us any suggestions by email that you have, I guess. So, okay, so well, the next coordinating committee meeting is the 16th, Thursday of next week. And as far as action items, I guess we'll just try to get the minutes out. I'll work with Summer on getting that, and and we'll have this motion for the agenda for this.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and insert it tonight.
Right.
So are there any objections to adjourning? Hearing none, then I guess we'll hear you talk to all of you on Thursday night.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.